could fund.
Your connection with a former Doctor Who, David Tennant, goes back a long way, apparently.
Yes, he and I met on a job in 1994, and I thought, oh, he's good. He was a little-known actor at the time, and I was better known than he was. Those were the days, eh? And he wanted to move to London because, you know, he's Scottish, and I had a big house that I couldn't really afford to keep, and I said, oh, come and be my lodger. So he was...
Doctor Who was my lodger.
Doctor Who was my... That's the title of my new book, actually.
Is it?
It wouldn't be very long.
I'd read him talking about lodging with you, and there were notes to the effect that you were pretty pathologically tidy.
I don't think it's the tidiness. A controlling nightmare is what my husband calls me. And that was because I've got a thing. You see, I don't think you put a breakfast bowl in a dishwasher, do you? You just give it a quick rinse and then on the drainer.
What you do, what he does?
No, me. He wasn't allowed to put to breakfast bowls. This isn't controlling. It's just tidy. He wasn't allowed to put breakfast bowls or breakfast spoons, because, as I say, that's a quick rinse.
Yes.
But, you know, a gravied plate, that goes in the dishwasher,
obviously.
We
knew that, didn't we?
Come on, any girl. All the girls are with me. That's cheap to put on. Men are going, that's nuts. Women are going, perfectly sensible. Perfectly sensible. And a teacup, you see, that keeps going for the week, like a teapot. You don't wash a teacup.
You don't wash a teacup?
Not really. You don't wash a teapot, do you? Do you wash a teapot?
No, you rinse the teapot.
No. You just get the leaves out.
Really?
Some people are watching this and thinking, leaves? What does she mean? What's a leaf? No, you don't wash... My granny said you don't wash a teapot. You know, maybe you occasionally wash your cup, but it's just all supposed to add to the flavour.
Shall we get back to art?
Yes.
Because I know the DVD...
I've got some super household tips.